This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Good evening. One, two, three hosts on Free Talk Live tonight.
Free Talk Live.
I am the count. No, I'm horrible at doing the count, actually, but...
One bad impression.
Yeah, well, I had to do something Halloweenish when it's not Halloween anymore.
I went out in my scary unmasked human costume yesterday. People were fleeing.
I did attend a thing, and I went as a Free Talk Live co-host. That was my costume. I dressed convincing, pretty much exactly the way I'm dressed right now, except for a different shirt. So, at any rate, our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves, call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
Somebody. I don't remember who I am.
Noah Body?
Noah Body. That's it.
All right. And we are here to talk about all sorts of fun things. Last night, I was in the studio as a special guest. Thanks for having
me in, Ian.
That was fun to do a Sunday night with Richie Rich and the Peakless Mountaineer. Those guys were great. But we talked a little bit about a subject of the elderly who are dying in isolation because of the COVID lockdowns. And, you know, we talked a bit about how that occurs and what the effects of the lockdown are, and the elderly are just, some of them just seem to be giving up. And they're actually listing, like, isolation and lack of thriving due to the COVID-19 as the cause of death in these hospitals.
Wow.
I don't know, that's
amazing honesty.
Yeah, I don't know if future litigation is going to come from that or not. But
I doubt it. I mean, the thing is, you can't really be sued for doing what the government told you to, except under extremely rare circumstances.
So yeah.
If nursing homes had put these protocols into place on their own without government instructions, yeah, they'd be getting sued left and right.
Right.
And it wouldn't be a uniform. You know, it'd be a few idiots doing, and people could, like, move out of those homes and move into better places where the idiots weren't doing that.
So it turns out that people are dying as a result of the government mandates and lockdowns, and it's affecting more than just the elderly. So I spent a little bit of time after the show last night and then again today looking at some other stuff. And the first thing that I want to bring up tonight is the Great Barrington Declaration. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this. This is a whole bunch, thousands.
Oh, I read that. It was great.
Okay. Over 10,000 health scientists, 30,000 medical practitioners, and 600,000 members of the general public, all calling for an end to the lockdowns as the primary tool for mitigating COVID-19. So,
how did they come up with that name?
I don't know. I think...
Was it a guy named the Great Barrington who started it? Like the Great Santini?
I'm always apprehensive about anything named Great, like Great Britain.
Yeah, like Alexander the Great.
Yeah, why isn't it
just killed a
Britain?
Lot of people. I don't know what was so great about him.
But at any rate,
you either call them that or kill you too.
Well, that makes sense. You know, although I will say, he managed, you know, people are afraid now of whether teenagers can tie their shoes. When he took over the Macedonian island army and went out to conquer the world, do you know how old he was?
Nope.
15.
I was going to say, wasn't he like 16 or something? So 15. Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So, at any rate, lockdowns have imposed immense social and economic harms over the last 8 months. Meanwhile, surprisingly little evidence exists to support the effectiveness of the lockdown approach. This from the AIER, the American Institute for Economic Research. the response from previous defenders of such policies, both in epidemiology and journalism, sought to vilify the signers of the declaration and deny that lockdowns are even on the table as a future policy option.
Hasn't it been censored by both Facebook and Twitter also?
I believe it has.
I think it was at first. I don't know if it is now.
I'm not going to read them all, but they give several people have rebutted the Great Barrington Declaration, saying essentially they all say the same thing, that it's straw man arguments. The Great Barrington Declaration is saying that the measures that we first took within the first several weeks of lockdowns are what they're against. And, well, we're not doing that anymore. We're doing a lighter version of that.
No, they're
good
not.
God.
And that's their rebuttal. So
they're locking down once again in multiple countries and in the United States.
Yes, they are. That is correct. But prior to the announcement of these new lockdowns, this is what these people said.
As Nietzsche pointed out, everything the government says is a lie and everything it has is stolen.
Greg Gonsalves, an epidemiologist at Yale University, said, thank you. First, let's knock down the straw man up front. No one's supporting massive across-the-board lockdowns anywhere all the time.
I thought that's exactly what they were doing.
It is. Well, they're doing it again. William Hanage, an epidemiologist at Harvard University, reacted to the Great Barrington Declaration. This is a dangerous falsehood. This is a very narrow sample of top scientists and certainly not representative of the world. And lockdown is not the alternative. Matt Reynolds, a science reporter for Wired UK, wrote, the kind of lockdown that the Great Barrington Declaration seems to be railing against hasn't been in place in the UK since mid-June, which was true at the time.
Yeah, aren't they locked down until Christmas?
They've just re-locked down.
Right.
Yeah, as you said, yeah.
So all of the, and there's a bunch of responses here. I'm not going to read them all, but these are all otherwise, you know, we'll call them authorities, right? Whether they're, scientists or
call them authorities.
That kind of, these would be otherwise respected people in their fields giving these quotes about, well, that's not exactly what's happening. And so as of the writing of this article, which is dated November 2nd, 2020, so earlier this morning is when I picked this up. As of this writing, new national lockdowns have been imposed or announced for the following countries: Ireland, the Czech Republic, Wales, France, Germany, Belgium, Greece, Austria, and the United Kingdom.
Don't forget New York City. You've got now Massachusetts, which, according to the news today, also is doing a tighter lockdown, including tightening the mask mandate, reducing gathering limits, and ordering a curfew for businesses and gatherings.
Well, if somebody wants to escape from Massachusetts, I got room for a pretty girl around here somewhere.
Similar returns to lockdown are being actively discussed at the national level across Europe and regionally in the United States as well, including the ones that Ian has just mentioned. The much-derided straw man of renewed lockdowns, it would appear, has already sprung to life. So, obviously, the Great Barrington Declaration is not a straw man argument in any way, shape, or form. Just based on what it had to say, the content of the declaration itself, and then the rebuttals from these people, and that's all I'm going to say about them because I feel pretty mean right now. I might say some mean things. But those people
who
said...
Those are rebuttals from buttheads.
Definitely they are, particularly in the light of the re-lockdown. I don't know how many waves of lockdown it's been, but since it seems to be going on again. So that's part one of what I wanted to bring up tonight. Just the fact that a whole bunch of scientists and other medical professionals and a whole bunch of citizens got together and said, hey, look, there's little evidence that the lockdowns are the way to go. You know, can you please stop? And then a bunch of people rebutted that and said, oh, well, you're just talking about what we did, you know, the harshness of the first few weeks, not, you know, what we're doing currently.
Not the harshness.
And then they've gone ahead and resurrected the harshness.
How long has it been now? I don't even remember. Where did we miss the whole summer, didn't we?
It was March 13th is the day that I've marked on my calendar. The day I realized that, oh, the entire world is changing today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. 855-450-3733. Do you think lockdowns are having an effect This is Free Talk Live. Having a positive effect. We'd love to hear from you. That's 855-450-FREE. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin tops 13,000 and breaks its own record for consecutive days above 10,000. Satoshi Nakamoto, if alive, enters the top 200 world's wealthiest people. DC, International Monetary Fund manager, warns of major financial reset imminent. PayPal begins selling and accepting Bitcoin. Bitcoin goes mainstream. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom at a discount. Go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Only two libertarians on your ballot. Don't leave the rest blank. NHLA scores legislators and Democrats only vote pro-freedom 23% of the time. Republicans, 75%. That's 57% more wins by voting for more Pauls, Mashes, and Masseys. And 2020 is a redistricting year, meaning that Democrats will redraw every legislative and congressional district heavily in their favor for 10 years if they win your legislature. No libertarian for position on your ballot? Vote for the Republican and stop gun grabbers from redistricting your whole state in their favor. I'm Representative Max Abramson, former libertarian candidate for governor, and I approve this message.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Everybody, this is Free Talk Live. the call-in talk show, radio program, and online stream where you can take control of the airwaves by dialing 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever you like, talk about what we're talking about tonight, or anything we've talked about previously. The choice is yours. In the studio tonight, it's myself, Ian, and Nobody. And we began this hour talking about the great Barrington Declaration and its rebuttals and how all of the rebuttals are essentially false because of the resurgence in all of the extreme lockdown measures. And that is just a lead up into what I wanted to bring in and talk about tonight, which is an additional article from the American Institute of Economic Research written by Jeffrey Tucker called Death by Lockdown. On March 28th, very early in the pandemic, AIER published an article that I felt at the time received far too little attention. Drugs, suicide, and crime. Empirical estimates of the human toll of the shutdown. By economists Audrey and Thomas Duncan, cited empirical literature on the human toll of economic devastation.
So the Empire is even coming out opposed to this?
Empirical, right?
Yeah. Oh, empirical.
Right. This article forecast more than 100,000 excess deaths due to drug overdoses, suicide, alcoholism, homicide, and untreated depression, all a result not of the virus, but of policies of mandatory human separation, economic downturn, business and school closures, closed medical services, and general depression that comes with a loss of freedom and choice.
Now, I mean, I hate to say we told you so, but this is something we also predicted very early on, and just as a natural outcome. I don't think we, you know, had any idea of how many people it would be. They made a prediction of 100,000. I wonder, is it even possible to measure these things accurately?
But isn't the occasional human sacrifice just the cost of keeping the sun coming up?
If we sacrifice only one life, Nobody, doesn't that make it all worthwhile?
Yes.
Wait, no, that doesn't make sense. What do they say? They say, oh, if we save only one life.
Yeah,
right,
but only save one life.
If it saves just one
life,
then
a lockdown is totally fine.
So these two economists demonstrated that as bad as a virus is, policies that wreck normal social functioning will cause massive and completely unnecessary suffering and death. Because the article was so well cited with references to all the available literature, I thought it would make a difference, but after it appeared, it was crickets. I was amazed. Here you have a beautiful piece of research that perfectly forecasted the nightmare being created by politicians and their advisors, and it made no dent in the national narrative. Here we are, 7 months later, and the worst has come true. These two economists should
Good
be considered
God, it's been
prophets.
7 months?
Mm-hmm.
What have I been doing?
I don't know. You've been here pretty much every Monday, so at least you've got that going for you.
Okay, good. Well, I can account for myself for at least part of this time.
All right. Otherwise, you're Schrodinger's nobody. If you're not
it's
here,
true.
I don't know if you exist or not.
Which is kind of funny because I'm nobody Schrodinger.
These two economists should be considered prophets. Sure enough, the Centers for Disease Control has documented a shocking number of excess deaths not from COVID. Scott Atlas summarizes Hispanic, 40% excess deaths not COVID-related. Black, 46% not COVID-related. White, 38% not COVID-related. Age 25 to 44, 77% excess deaths not COVID-related. And 65-plus coming in at 39% not COVID-related. Those are startling statistics. The most startling data concerns the age group 25 to 44. This is a group with COVID-related infection fatality rate of 0.0092%, which is to say barely a disease at all for nearly everyone in this group. And yet they are dying at a rate far above what is expected and mostly from issues not related to COVID.
And what percentage of them are men?
I do not know.
Because I know, don't know men are like 92% of the suicides most of the time.
There should not be any excess deaths, says Tucker. Instead, we find people dropping dead in ways that are shocking. Now, they show some charts here that are obviously difficult to describe on the radio. I'll make sure that we post the link to this article. You can see the charts. They do say these excess deaths have profoundly and disproportionately affected minority communities.
What are the charts generally showing? Is it possible to like give us some sort of idea of what you're looking at?
You know, I looked at them, and they give you, so figure two is a percentage change in the weekly number of deaths in 2020 relative to the average in the same weeks during 2015 through 2019 by age group. These are numbers from the CDC itself.
So I thought fewer people were dying overall during this epidemic. This is the first time I've heard of excess deaths.
Yeah.
And that's kind of funny that they're not from the epidemic, they're from the government.
The relevant part...
I mean, funny in a sick sort of way.
They show one graph that says percentage change in the weekly numbers of deaths in 2020 relative to the average numbers during 2015 to 2019 by race and ethnicity. And it says the relevant part of this CDC graph, which marks above expected deaths this year, are the dark blue and black proportions of the graph, which indicate the non-COVID deaths.
Okay, but can you like tell us what you're looking at? I don't know what we're
it's
really talking about.
Numbers on it.
I understand that, but like, you know, what are...
So it's number of deaths, of excess deaths on the left column. It's the dates on the right column. They've got total number above average, all causes, total number upper bound threshold, all causes, total number above average, all causes,
okay,
excluding
that's not,
COVID.
Sorry, I asked. It's not really explaining it for me. I guess I was just kind of asking you what we're seeing there. I can see the little black humps are relatively
I'm
small.
I'm getting to that. I wanted to skip these for a very good reason. But that's okay. So
I don't think the captain's the guy to explain math.
Okay. Well,
it's hard to talk about graphs on the radio.
Yeah, and it's hard to describe these charts and what they're actually saying without you actually visually seeing them yourself. So a picture is worth a thousand words. So now consider the CDC's attempt to mask what's really going on here, carefully trying not to use the word lockdown. This is a quote from the CDC. Overall, an estimated 299,028 excess deaths have occurred in the United States from late January through October 3rd, 2020, with two-thirds of these attributed to COVID-19. The largest percentage increases were seen among adults aged 25 to 44 years old and among Hispanic or Latino persons. These results provided information about the degree to which COVID-19 deaths might be under-ascertained and inform efforts to prevent mortality directly or indirectly associated with the COVID-19 pandemic, such as efforts to minimize disruption to health care.
So two-thirds of them are due to government reaction to COVID?
That's the CDC's way of saying these policies are killing people. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
She's a purebred orange and white Brittany, but when we adopted April, she started scratching like crazy. I said, what you put into a dog is what you get out. DINOVITE.com. So we added a huge scoop of Dynabite in her bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dynabite is nutrition.
You get some Dynabite, how happy your dog will be.
Dynabite. She's little Miss Hollywood.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden are continuing to lay out their closing messages on the eve of Election Day in a last-ditch effort to tilt the race in their favor.
We understand the disease, and now we opened it up. And by the way, Pennsylvania, get your state open.
And my message is simple. The power to change the country is in your hands. I don't care how much Donald Trump tries. There's nothing, Nothing he's going to do to stop the people in this nation from voting.
Authorities in Vienna say at least one person has been killed and several more have been injured in the Austrian capital late Monday in what security officials are describing as a terror attack. Austria's top security officials saying there were several terrorists involved and at least one of them was killed. This is USA Radio News. Texas is shattering early voting records. More voted early than the total back in 2016. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, here's Val Dior.
More Texans have voted in the 18-day early voting period than in the entire 2016 presidential election. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins, a Democrat, reports that around 803,000 voted early there. Tarrant County, home to Fort Worth, around 674,000. In Houston or Harris County, it shattered its 2016 totals as well with the help of 8 24-hour polling locations. As far as which way those votes will sway is yet to be seen. At the White House on Friday, President Trump was asked specifically about Texas, and he said he wasn't concerned.
Justice Amy Coney Barrett is participating in her first oral arguments on the nation's high court since being confirmed and sworn in 1 week ago. The newly seated justice hearing two cases on Monday. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Welcome back, everybody, to Free Talk Live. I am your host this evening, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me in studio,
it's Ian.
And nobody.
Our toll-free number, of course, is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, like freedom, if you want to join the fun. We'll get to some of your calls and thoughts in just a minute. We've been talking about a pair of articles from the American Institute for Economic Research that not only suggest that the lockdown policies of governments around the globe are killing people, but they also provide data to back up their claims. This includes the scientists and medical personnel in the Great Barrington Declaration, as well as the writer of this particular article, Jeffrey Tucker, who does cite his sources very well, and also links to an additional article that we'll jump to here in a minute.
So before we went away there, nobody, I think, misunderstood what was being said in this paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
He had thought that the two-thirds number that they were referring to, that the roughly two-thirds of the 300,000 or so excess deaths this year had come from COVID. He thought it was that they'd come from something besides COVID. But they're saying it came from COVID, so that means that one-third of those came from something besides COVID, which they're suggesting would be suicide. It would be drug overdoses.
Oh, okay. I thought the two-thirds included both COVID deaths and deaths due to the lockdowns that were supposedly indirectly due to COVID. I still don't know anybody who's sick.
Interesting. So the very last part of this says, these results provide information about the degree to which COVID-19 deaths might be under-ascertained and inform efforts to prevent mortality directly or indirectly associated with the COVID-19 pandemic, such as efforts to minimize disruption to healthcare.
Okay, so what they're suggesting there seems to be that they want you to think that the other third could be related to COVID, but they're saying they can't say that for sure, so they're just claiming that they might be under ascertained. So they're suggesting that they think that it could be more than two-thirds that are attributed to COVID, but they don't know.
Tucker says that's the CDC's way of saying these policies are killing people. So he attributes that, we'll call it 100,000, to the policies.
Just wait until the wave of homelessness hits.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. That's going to be a huge wave of death because a lot of these people around here don't have any idea how to be homeless and survive.
Indeed. As for minimizing disruptions to healthcare, a major factor here is that people have been completely avoiding getting healthcare this year for fear of COVID, for fear of contact tracing, and also because many medical services have been forcibly reserved for people with COVID.
Right. Somebody was just telling me.
And to hell with everybody else, right?
Yeah. Somebody was just telling me the other day that they couldn't get an elective surgery done because it wasn't COVID related, and so therefore, sorry, you can't do that. It was actually a vasectomy. They couldn't find somebody to give them a vasectomy.
Wow.
Yeah, I've got this facial infection, which actually they matter because if you've got an infection on your face, it can easily get into the brain, which can cause real trouble. And, you know, there's no way I'm going to get anything done about it, you know. And it's not because I'm scared of the COVID. It's because I'm scared they're going to, you know, I'm going to go in there and they give me a test and throw me in a concentration camp. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, you certainly don't. This report avoids speculation about the causes of these mysterious deaths, but does offer this one hint. Specifically, deaths from circulatory diseases, Alzheimer's disease, and dementia, and respiratory diseases have increased in 2020 relative to past years. And it is unclear to what extent these represent misclassified COVID-19 deaths or deaths directly related to the pandemic, e.g., because of the disruptions in healthcare or access or utilization.
Or maybe the fact that being miserable is really bad for your immune system.
Tucker says that's a rather cold way of saying that the lockdowns have failed completely to protect the most vulnerable and instead increased deaths amongst the oldest population, too. Let's go ahead and go to your calls and your thoughts, because we have the Christian anarchist with us who does have some medical expertise here. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I didn't really call about medical stuff, but I can, if you have something that I would like that you would like me to address, I can. I called about the Army of Professional Trolls by this Chinese Communist Party. But if
let's talk about that by all means. It is Free Talk Live, after all.
I didn't know they had trolls in China.
Yeah, they do. And they have probably at least a half a million to a million professional troll army that attacks our internet and comments on things. So trolls can cause a lot of problems, and they've always been an issue. I don't really mind trolls myself because I know how to deal with them. But when you have an army of trolls where there's one of you and 10,000 of them, all of a sudden things get totally out of hand. You don't have a chance to address them. But I have this issue on like YouTube, where there'll be some YouTube videos that are pro-China, and they're obviously propaganda by the Communist Party. And I don't even like to use the word pro-China, because it's pro-communist Chinese, because there's a China that's not communist. It's called Taiwan.
Right.
And so you can't really say China, and I'm trying not to say that, but the CCP, let's use that term. But the CCP has an army, and they just have rooms full of people in China that do nothing but get online and make comments under these videos, and they're easy to find, because anytime you click on one of those people who's making a comment and you look at their profile, you'll see, number one, that they're relatively new. They have no videos. They have no views. They have no anything. They're there for one purpose, and that's to make pro-Chinese comments under all these things. and they bury anybody who tries to talk about liberty or freedom. And I see it as a personal threat to our internet. And
interesting.
It really is.
Is there, so I always like to compare the digital version to the analog version. So, you know, Gene, I'm an older dude. I'm about 48 years old. And what was
a young kid.
Okay, but what was the analog version of trolls before the internet?
Well, the analog version would have just been somebody, dissing you on a street corner or that kind of thing. So before the internet, and I go all the way back to newsgroups, and I used to post a lot on newsgroups.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed newsgroups because that was literally the Wild West. Everything went on the newsgroups.
Right.
There was no censorship, no nothing. And I actually thrived there. I loved it. But unfortunately, we don't have anything like that currently.
Do you know if these trolls...
Oh, God, I miss the internet from before AOL.
Oh, yeah. Do you know if these troll places are hiring? Because I bet you I could be a pretty good internet troll.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if you'd feel too well or good about yourself at the end of the day, praising the CCP over and over.
Net troll, though.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd take the job. I was being facetious, but
yeah, it is, and it's unfortunate because I see it as damaging to our internet, and they don't even live here. I mean, it's not like they have any vested interest in what goes on our internet, yet they feel that they have a duty to go online and destroy, you know, people's comments. And, you know, it's one thing where somebody makes a comment and then you make a reference to it and rebut it, and then you come back and you rebut that. But it's one thing when you make a comment and 15 to 30 comments come flying at you. There's no way you don't have the time. You cannot possibly spend the time to respond to all these trolls.
Yeah.
And it does, I think, influence people. There are people being influenced by this deluge of comments that are pro-CCP.
I have seen the trolls myself, and thanks for the call tonight, Gene. We do appreciate it. They are out and in full force. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number if you'd like to comment. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. You can dial in and talk about whatever's on your mind. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
We have been talking about people dying from the government's lockdown mandates, the measures that have been put in place by governments around the globe, and the fatal effects of those mandates.
Hey, sometimes you got to break a few eggs to save a life.
Yes.
Sometimes you have to take a few lives to save a life.
That's kind of what I meant there.
Well, but we repeat ourselves.
Yeah.
I wanted to, and we'll talk more about this in just a minute, but I wanted to tell you that Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or even meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. So Jeffrey Tucker continues with this article from the American Institute for Economic Research over at AIER.org. So far as I know, this is the first full accounting of what's been going on beneath the COVID-covered surface, a topic on which the media has shown almost no interest at all. Surprise! I'm not surprised.
I remember when the media used to have a little spunk, but these days they seem to be completely subsumed by mostly the Democratic Party, but the Democratic and Republican parties both.
Well, and even the one, like, if there is a journalist that might have some balls and, like, you know, sort of go rogue and somehow get an article published that, you know, is in disagreement with his superiors, they get fired and then blacklisted and they can never get a job again. So,
well, in the case of Glenn Greenwald, as we talked about last week, he walked away from the website that he founded.
That he founded, yeah. How ridiculous is that?
Yeah.
His own creation, he's like, I don't see any other choice but to resign.
Yeah, and he understands that he's not going to get a job at this point, that every job he's had, I mean, for the most part, has had put some sort of restrictions on him. And so he's just kind of striking out and doing his own thing, which is ultimately, hopefully, what we'll see real journalists like him do. And John Stossel, of course, has been doing it for years.
Yeah, but he's doing it on an independent level, if I am not mistaken.
Yes, I think John Stossel is as well.
That's what I meant, was John Stossel doing it independently, right? Yeah.
Yes,
yeah, yeah.
As is Glenn Greenwald.
Okay. Tucker says, you can read at the American Medical Association about overdoses, or a full roundup from ABC News, and we will go take a look at that article momentarily. But he continues, people are dying across all demographics due to the radical transformation of life itself. In addition, new research is showing that there has been a huge increase in excess deaths in elder care homes, probably due to despair and loneliness from the prevention of family visits. And we talked about that last night on this show, which you can find at archive.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, I mean, that's all those people have. I mean, when you're 80, 90 years old, or however old you might be inside a nursing home, you know, your family visits are pretty much all you got besides sitting around the day room and watching TV with the other people who are on death's door.
Well, and think about those who don't even have family, and their only interaction was like at mealtime in the cafeteria and that kind of thing. And again, we covered a bit of this last night, but that's all been restricted due to COVID. So even that little tiny amount of human interaction they'd get from just the employees has been restricted.
Why, are they feeding them in their room now or something?
Yes, indeed. So anyway, Tucker continues, the whole pattern
Welcome
here...
Welcome to your cage. Here's where you're going to die.
Indeed. The whole pattern is extraordinarily and deeply tragic. It was also entirely predictable. And again, Ian, you brought up that we did, predict this here on Free Talk Live. I think several hosts had their own version of, oh my gosh, this is what's going to happen. And sure enough, it is happening. Instead of dealing rationally with a textbook virus, as we had done during the whole of the 20th century, we embarked on a new social political experiment in lockdowns. We attempted to intimidate a virus with PhDs and political power, hoping that it would shrivel and die, and in so doing, dramatically disabled human freedom and social functioning. What do we have to show for it? Massive carnage and a virus that is still with us.
And a relatively immobile libertarian population that still has not yet seen the wisdom in migrating together to the same place. I don't know what it's going to take. I really don't. I mean, how much more failure do they need? Do they need to see another presidential campaign fail? Because that'll happen. You know, that's happening. And how many lockdowns do they need? How many businesses need to be destroyed before they finally pick up?
Now, how many people need to die?
Yeah, and migrate here to New Hampshire.
Well, in a lot of cases, you know, businesses are what are one of the reasons that people don't want to leave.
That's true.
Where they are. So it may well be that a lot of people will be freed of the
obligation.
Freed of the obligation and freed of, sadly, the good life they built for themselves somewhere else. And
Hopefully they're able.
Maybe they'll come here. It's better than suicide. It's a lot better than suicide. If you're a libertarian, you're not happy where you are, come to New Hampshire. See if that might change.
Yeah, I mean, just being around like-minded people should be a boon to your mood, your self-esteem, et cetera, and so on. I know that it has been for mine. So, you know, thank you to, well, all you guys, of course, and everybody that I've met since I've moved here.
We've been having fun.
It's really sad in ways because the world has turned upside down and on its head and gone in directions that I didn't think would happen this quickly, and it has. And yet, on some levels, I am living the best life I have yet to have lived, right? In the time that I've spent on this planet, I'm having a good time. I'm doing well. I'm thriving here, at least by my own personal assessment. So,
it is a far, far better thing he does than he has ever done.
But I do give a whole bunch of credit to, you know, like-minded folks, other liberty-minded, freedom-minded people that are here, whether you're a libertarian with a capital L and a party supporter or an anarchist and you don't vote, you know, to me, you're friends of the captain. You're the ones who want freedom for everybody. and you are welcome here in my book.
And especially if you're a libertarian, if you're an anarchist who does vote, because voters and anarchists are not a disjoint group. And we've actually got 12 anarchists in our state house. I mean, they're probably not there now. It's late.
Yeah. So we will go talk about this ABC News article titled "Predictions of More Suicides, Overdoses, and Domestic Abuse During COVID Are Coming True" in just a little bit. But first, let's go to the phones with Larry in Indiana. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, you know, another thing that I predicted would happen now, because, you know, human nature has not changed one bit. Now they want the tracking so that they can track you when you go into a restaurant, and they also have laws that they can have you quarantined or isolated without notice on a directive from the health department.
Now, is this happening in Indiana where they're mandating the restaurant stuff?
They're mandating your server to get your name and your pertinent information so they can say that there was somebody in your restaurant that had COVID. And we're going to track down everybody that he came in contact with and quarantine them for 14 days. Now, who can take 14 days off of their work because of some virus, either real or imagined, the qualities of this virus? Mm-hmm. And the people that are doing this don't know anything about the virus. If they did, they would have a cure. There should be some kind of revolt against this.
Yeah, there should be there. You're right. And in fact, I had another article here for show prep today from, it's actually via MSN News, but it's a New York Times article. It's Crystal Watson, a senior scholar at the Center for Health Security at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, who estimated that tracing, this is contact tracing, coronavirus cases becomes difficult, if not impossible, once the virus spreads to more than 10 cases per 100,000 people. So
they can use it arbitrarily to get individuals, and the language goes also groups of individuals that they want to quarantine.
Right.
I think this is something diabolical. I think that have been well planned out, and it's just about the money and transfer of wealth from poor people on up the ladder. And I think
you nailed it there, Larry.
Yeah.
The people that are involved in it, They know what they're doing. I mean, you can't go on a doctor's directive.
Most nail on the head, Larry. We do appreciate the call. Thank you very much. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number if you'd like to weigh in. This is Free Talk Live, the Monday Night Edition. Hour number two is coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.